Blog Talk Radio.
Continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the surrounding areas. And we're so glad to be with you again this day. Yes, we are. We want to send greetings to you, and you, wherever you are at this time, whatever you're doing at this time, to send you greetings, prayers, and our love. Yes, yes, yes. Take it and go with it. And remember now, we're looking for you today to call in 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Call us and just chat with us for a few seconds, if you will, all right? You'll feel better, and of course, we will feel better too and encourage. We want to continue to encourage you with words of prayer, love, oh yes, humor, yes, and just some of the things that are going on in the world. Okay, all right, here is your own Sister Diane. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that there is no other God but you, Lord. Giving you honor, glory, and praise, thanking you, O God, for this day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, O God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, O God. We just thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you right now, Lord, for forgiveness, Lord, and those that we're praying for, O God, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord Father, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, from the time the prayer list starts, Lord Father, to this present day, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father God, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Lorette Francis right now, Lord Father. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to touch her mind right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we cancel every side effect for medications right now, Lord Father. We're thanking you right now, Lord Father, how you brought her through COVID, Lord Father. Father, touch her body right now, Lord Father, for you know what other complications that she's dealing with, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for your healing virtue flowing through and through her right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deanna, Demontrius, Philip, John, Randy, Carol, Tyrone, Jacqueline, Nova, Regina, Lord Father, we hold them before you, Lord Father, praying, Lord Father, for their soul salvation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, that they will seek your face like never before, Lord Father, and accept you, Lord Father, as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, as we continue to call their name before you, Lord, standing in the gap for them, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, touch their minds right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kevin, Lord Father. Father, that little child, Lord Father, that's diagnosed with leukemia, Lord Father. Touch his body right now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now, Father God. Father, healing to his bloodstream right now in the name of Jesus. Regulate it right now in Jesus' name. Father, we hold before you Tasha right now, Lord Father, his mom, Lord Father. Continue to give her, Lord Father, the strength as she continues to stand by her son's side, Lord Father, praying and interceding for him, Lord Father. Give her the strength, Lord Father, that she needs in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord Father, our strength comes from you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Baker's mom right now, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for bringing her through surgeries, Lord Father. Father, as the healing process begins, Lord Father, we thank you for touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Minnie right now, Lord Father, praying right now for healing of her body, Lord, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, for her family right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to thank you, Lord Father, for bringing Roosevelt Gaines, Lord Father, through those surgery as well, Lord Father. Father, as he continue, Lord Father, to recover, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for giving him the strength. Heavenly Father, touch Reverend Gaines, Lord Father, as she too, Lord Father God, needs you to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise, knowing, O God, that nothing is too hard for you, and we say thank you. Heavenly Father, those that lost loved ones, Lord Father, Father, give them the peace of mind, Lord Father, the peace that pass all understanding, Lord Father, the comfort within their hearts that they need, Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for giving them the comfort that they need to make it through, Lord. And Father, for those, Lord Father, that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, O God, Father God, let them see, Lord Father, even in this pandemic, Lord Father, that there is no other God but you, Lord Father. Father, that you are loving, you are merciful, you are God of many chances, Lord Father God. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you as you continue, Lord Father God, hearing and answering prayers right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord Father God, for those that are in the path of Hurricane Sally right now, Lord Father. Father God, let them, Lord Father, stand together in unity, Lord Father. Let those in each and every state and town and city, Lord Father, let them band together, Lord Father God, and pray and speak to the winds right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we continue to pray for those, Lord Father, that lost their homes during the hurricanes, Lord. Father, those that are in Louisiana, Lord Father, as you go, Father God, through New Orleans, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to touch them right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for every child, every person, Lord Father, that was trafficking, Lord Father. Father, that returned home, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Now, Father, we ask that you give them, Lord Father, that peace, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you still love them, Lord. Father God, give the family family members, Lord Father, that wisdom, that knowledge and understanding, Lord Father God, to deal with their loved ones right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch our listeners right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, you know what they're in need of. And Father, we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for meeting their needs right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder it. Anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, we cancel that assignment right now and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way. We thank you for healing and deliverance, Lord Father, being on this airways today, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord. Father, we thank you for that rhema word coming forth. Father, the word of encouragement. Father, the words of instruction, preparation right now, Lord Father, the word of warning right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to use them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen again. Amen and amen. For all the prayers that have gone before at this time, we thank God for them, and we thank God for you praying along with our sister Diane. We thank you for it. We thank you for being there. Yes, yes, yes. Now, if you didn't hear your name and you want to hear your name, then you have to call us. 347-857-3925 is what the number is. And then go with the prompts. What it prompt you to do, tell you to do, you do that. All right? Can you follow that instruction? Or do you want to talk to us? Do you want to talk to us? You can go ahead. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't it? All right. Thank God for the prayers that's gone before. Yes, yes. Those that are very sick and those that have asked for prayer, we might have forgotten their name. We ask God to touch them also today. In the name of Jesus. Those that we haven't heard from, we are asking God to help you to loosen your tongue so we can hear from you. Okay? Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, let me give you this little word for today. Tell me one thing. Can you call me and let me know, do you enjoy the word for today? Or you want us to go another way? Which one is it? All right, you can call us and let us know if you enjoy the word for today. All right. When our hearts are filled with gratitude to God, there's no room for envy, covetousness, or greed. When our hearts are filled with gratitude to God, there is no room for envy, covetousness, or greed. Govern yourselves accordingly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Well, we thank God for the word. Amen. And I'll be waiting for to hear. See, do you appreciate the word? You want us to go another way? Praise the Lord. We'll work on it. Yes, we do. We'll work on it. Now, if there's something you'd like us to talk about sometime, you call us and let us know. All right? Praise the Lord. And we will try to accommodate. Is that okay? Think about it now. Yes, we would. So, we thank God for Bishop Porter.
Amen.
He's here. No,
yes.
Well, thought he was there. Praise God. We thank God for Sister Diane. And we thank God for you on the other end, those that listen on a continual basis. We want to send special greetings to you.
Amen.
Yes, and special prayer. We have a special prayer just for you. Yes, we do, because we appreciate you so much. And we love it when you call in and chat with us. That makes us feel so good. Like, you know, somebody cares. Hallelujah,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, there you go.
There's Bishop.
Praise God. I thought he had left. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. Praise God being here. And guess what? We thank God for this dreary weather too. Praise God. You know, have the storm been raging through the place where you live? Well, it's been raging through here. You know, my God, look like it's been ready to do it again. I don't know how, but you know, I thank God for keeping me. Just thank God for keeping you through it all, because things could go real wrong here, you know. My God, you ought to just thank God, jump up and down, thank God, run through your house, and just holler, hey, hallelujah, glory to God, for what God has done, huh? Because listen, you don't know which way these tornadoes and things going. You don't know how they're going to react in your neighborhood. Huh? They may be sent on their assignment, destroy everything in it. See? But let me tell you, thank God that you made it another day.
Amen.
You made it through that storm, that tornado.
Amen.
I don't care what name they call it, you made it through. Thank God for it, all right?
Amen.
I know I do. I thank God for it. It looks like it fixes to do it again here. Praise the Lord. And you know how it is in Florida. They look like it just don't like Florida. Tear it up, don't it? My. God is good. prepare yourself today. Prepare yourself today. Amen. Now, you can call us and give us a little hint what you like, you might like to. We'll prepare ourselves and try to, you know, get around to that which you might like to talk about. You know, praise God. Whatever. Amen. Praise God. You know, do you know love is strange? You know love is strange? Love is real strange. Real love. I'm going to say real love is strange, okay? real love is strange. God is so good to us. What can we do? Nothing but love him anyhow. We can be strange, too, you know. Love God anyhow. In spite of what's going on in your life, love God anyhow. Because he's the one to fix it. Okay, Well, you know, we want to kind of talk today. We want to go to Proverbs. We just go to Scripture. Amen here. We just going to do this Scripture because reading through Proverbs, you can find a whole lot of good stuff in there. You should read it. Sit down and read it. Everyone ought to read the entire book of Proverbs. It has some jewels all through there for life. Do you hear what I'm saying? For things you do in life. Tells you things that you can do, things that you shouldn't do. See? It show you things inevitable to happen to you. It's going to happen to you. All types of things are in there. You ought to try reading. Once you start, you just want to keep on reading. No. All right, I'm just going to deal with right now. Proverbs, the 15th chapter and the 32nd verse. I'm going to start there. I'll start there, but, you know, we may turn it over to Bishop Pastor Sharon, or maybe there's somebody on here that wants to preach today. Amen, Sister Diane. No. praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't say who me. You know that's the first thing folks say. Who me? Well, who else I'm talking to? But you. Amen. Amen. You know what? People do not like you to say what they got in them. Isn't that a strange thing? They don't want you to tell nobody what they got in them, but yet they get upset because you don't notice.
That's true.
Ain't people strange?
Have mercy.
Lord, people strange, aren't they? And you're trying to notice them and tell and put them on front, and they get the, oh, no, not me. Oh, I ain't going no more. Cause she called me. She put me. Well, dear Lord, everything you do is that shows that you want to be on Front Street. And then when you get a chance, you back up. Now, that is not the name of my message. That's not my message today. But nevertheless, it's good anyway. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, this is a broadcast. Just tell it like it is. Speak a truth. We speak a truth to you. We ain't going to lie to you. Why lie to you? I got to pay for that lie. And let me tell you, I don't want to pay for no lie. I'd rather tell you the truth and you be mad. Because you ain't going to be mad but a few minutes. Then you'll be all right. All right, the 32nd verse say, he that refuses instruction despises his own soul. But he that heareth reproof getteth understanding.
Come on.
Oh my God. Now listen, I don't know what y'all doing unless it's God reveal it. Now, let me say this. Some of you don't believe that God reveals things to preachers. Now, you've just got to learn the difference between the real and the unreal, don't you? You just got to, discern the truth. Just put it this way. You need to discern the truth. So you do what? You refuse instructions. Whoever, refuses instruction, despises his own soul. Wow, that's deep. You mean you come to a point when you refuse instruction, you despise your own soul? You didn't know you did that, did you? Now, that is rough. Tell me, now, I didn't say it. Can I tell you again? He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. Not somebody's soul, but his own soul. You ain't hurt nobody but yourself. See what he's talking about? Okay, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. Now, God done told us what? In all you're getting, get an understanding, right? So what's hard about getting an understanding? You rather refuse to follow instructions and directions, don't you? So what would that make you? Now you're going to say, there she goes. You would say, I'm criticizing you. Well, if you want to use those terms that I'm criticizing you, but it's constructive criticism, wouldn't you say? Come on now, if you want to say that. Okay? Any way you want to put it, because words are strange too. Different words can be used for different things, and therefore it alters meanings to the hearer, to those that's hearing it. Do you get it? So we're going to just talk about a little bit about
criticism, handling criticism. Should we say that? Handling criticism. All right. Because, listen, now, saying the right thing the wrong way, it backfires, don't it? Saying the right thing the wrong way usually backfires in your life, don't it? Come on. You know, well, it's the right thing, but you said it the wrong way. So what does that mean? We got to get some understanding how to say the right thing the right way. Do you get it? Oh, my. Are you wise enough to receive a constructive word? Constructive criticism? Are you that wise, huh? It's there for you to receive now. Did you know that? So don't try to give it if you can't receive it. Huh? We oftentimes want to give something, but we don't want to receive it. See, that shows you trying to be in control. That's what it showed me. I don't know. Somebody could say amen. Ouch.
Come on now.
So don't try giving it if you can't receive it. You understand? Now, I tell you, I'll give you a few things you do before you criticize. I want you to ask yourself this. One, am I interested in this person's good? Huh? Or do you just need to look good to have an answer? Huh?
Come on now.
Oh, you want to control folks. What do you want to do here? Or maybe you want to gain acceptance and prestige. Do you want to do that? Is that why you're doing it? Ooh, you can't help others while you focus on your own. What? Guess what? Ego. Huh? Ain't that you? How you gonna do? You focus on your own ego. How you gonna help somebody? Well, this is just constructive criticism. Wrong reason, wrong way. You're doing it because you are focusing on your own self, your ego. You want somebody to praise you. You hear what I'm saying? Or let's go to a second one we can use. Okay, the second one. Am I blame oriented and judgmental? Did you hear that one? Am I blame oriented and judgmental? Want to blame somebody? All the time want to blame somebody. You know how you do. And don't you know how people do? You probably do it too.
Come on now.
Now, if so, you come across that way to others. If that's what you do, other people going to see it. Okay? And they're going to get angry. You know, when you be trying to, you know, they get real angry. So, stop passing judgment if that's what you're doing. See what I'm saying? Don't try to judge other people. When you need to be judging yourself. Somebody need to judge you too. Because you got a lot of little things need to be straightened out yourself. But you can only see other people's. You seen them kind of people? They don't see nobody problem but themselves. See? They don't see nobody else. themselves, rather. Sorry about that. They don't see themselves. I told you, the first thing you do is what? Talk to yourself, look at yourself in the mirror, and see the demon in you. See? Look in that mirror. What's his name? Sing the song, The Man in the Mirror. What man are you? Or woman? I'm not leaving you out. It's just that man, human. I mean, that whole man. Okay? We thought we'll use that short. So stop passing judgment on others. So what you do? Avoid blaming. We blame everybody. Lord, we blame everybody. Think about it. We got to have somebody to blame, don't we? Have you ever thought about that? Well, it's not my, I didn't do that, but so-and-so made me do it. They told me to do it this way. You know, you always got something to put on somebody else and won't take it yourself. You to blame. See? Didn't he say, judge yourself, lest you be not judged? He said, judge yourself. See? Then you have no need of nobody else to judge you. But because we don't take time to judge ourselves, to look in the mirror and deal with that one that you see there, how you gonna fix somebody else? That's like, I'm gonna cast the devil out of you, and you full of devils yourself. How you gonna cast the devil out and you full of the devil? How the devil gonna cast the devil out? He ain't got no power. So all he do is what? Trade devils. You see? He trade devils. Allow the devil to come right out of them into you. So now you didn't need no more. You got enough. But when they sit up there and laid hands on you, transferred their devil over to yours. Now you got double trouble. See? How you handle these blame situations? Everybody blame. Who blaming who? Some people blaming the black people for bringing the virus. I'd say all of us are human beings. All of us got red blood. Most of us got the same things inside the body, heart, liver, intestines, and all that stuff. Most of us got everything in there except those that done had them cut out. How you going to blame somebody else for bringing a virus that has taken over the world? How you open your mouth to blame them? No matter who you say started it, they actually didn't start it. And if they did, they had to get the information from God to start a process like that over the entire world. Every nation. See? So, don't criticize, talking about this one did it and that one did it and, oh, they the one that caused of it. If you come near them, stop your prejudices. See? Blaming somebody else for something beyond all our control. See? You blaming other people. Judging other people. Something that did you stop to ask God about it? All you say is, well, God, he ain't no God because he let all these people die and he let all these people do that. Listen here, what did he do to Pharaoh's army? When they tried to come behind the Israelites, what did he do? Close the sea up, didn't he? See, God made all of us. He do what he want to do. It's time. He says, it's time to go. It's time to go. Yes, we lost loved ones. Yes, people lost loved ones. It's horrible. It makes you hurt to see how vicious this disease is. But we don't all know what's behind it. We don't all, well, we kind of know what's behind it. If we read the Bible, we know. But if you don't read the Bible, you don't know what's going on. He told you pestilence. He told you earthquake. So why you sit back? Who you going to blame for all that? You going to blame God who made it all? Who gave you the key to stopping it, make sure it stops, but you won't take the key and use it. And you're going to criticize God now. Well, where's that God y'all talk about could do anything? Where's that God can stop it? Where that God talking about open up the Red Sea and all of that? You know how agnostic they get. They get really snotty and crazy with stuff. See? But you got to handle that type of criticism. You're a Christian person, a person of God, man or woman. You got to know how to handle that. You're not to blame for it. It's something that is there. See? But then think about this. In all the blaming going on, you have to look at yourself. Am I pointing the person toward a solution? Come on. What am I doing? I'm so busy blaming folks. I'm not showing them where the solution is. See? God is a solution. Now, what if God would have gave you a critical reminder of your sin? What if he'd done that? Tell you about your weakness and all that. What if he'd have done all that? We might have been powerless, see? But he didn't do that. What did he do? He gave his only begotten son, didn't he? And you know how some people, well, let me analyze your problem. I'm going to analyze this. I can't analyze your problem. I don't know how to. I got to analyze my own. See, it started home. See, he died. He didn't blame you. He didn't blame nobody. He didn't say, well, he could have said, because of you, I'm on the cross. He could have said that if he wanted to say it. But the Bible say he ain't say a mumbling word of all they did to him. He ain't say nothing. And yet, he was dying for those wicked people, and they still were criticizing. They still were talking about it. Well, now, if he be the Son of God, let him bring himself down. If he all that he say he is, let him bring himself down. See that? Don't know nothing, don't have no understanding. you see what he said? No understanding. Refuse instructions. So you know they despise their own soul. You know they did that, didn't you? Do you do that? Because you don't follow instructions? God give you instructions and you don't follow it. Well, ain't nobody telling me what to do. Why are people so quick to say that? And don't you try to tell me what to do. See? And it's not the fact that I'm trying to tell you what to do. I like to tell you a better way of doing things than the way you're doing it. See? I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but a better way of doing things that you are doing. Try it, and all I say is try it and see, won't it come out all right? That's all. You can say a little critical thing, but you got something to back it up. You have something to back it up. Did you get it? That's what you have. But many times we don't understand that fact, so therefore we keep people mad, keep them weak. They don't never get strong because they, well, remember what he said? Remember what she said? What did they say? Did they say something to help you, or did they say something to bring you down? You so busy being critical yourself, judgmental yourself, until you took it the wrong way.
So true.
See what I'm saying? You took it the wrong way. Why did you take it the wrong way? Huh? You weren't ready for understanding. See, well, you were getting something, but you wouldn't get no understanding. You were hurting your own self. You despise your own soul. Because he told you to get understanding, instead of you getting understanding, you go get some to make things worse. The heart needs to be, your heart needs to be what? Fixed. That's what it is. Your heart needs to be fixed. We so busy trying to fix somebody else's till ours is messed up. You ain't say, well, oh, I got a broken heart. Why is it broken? What did you do to help it break? Don't always leave it to the other person. You always want to put somebody else in it, but put yourself in there and say, what did I do to help break it?
Come on.
And I know I get static when I tell people that. They get angry. And they go back and talk to somebody and tell them some lies. They wouldn't tell. They didn't understand what I was saying, and they didn't have sense enough to come and say, will you explain what you said, please? And what was that you said about my understanding? I said, okay, let's explain that. Let's talk about it. Did you understand when you pointed your finger at that other person? You ain't have not one solution for their problem. But you lied and say you did. See? And didn't have a solution. And yet, the enemy told them to believe that lie. You see? Now, who's the worst here now? You just as bad as the one that did whatever they did. God is what? Trying to make things better for you in your life, but you won't allow him to. You won't let him make it better. You keep doing what? Refusing what he has for you. Denying what he has for you. Even what one of his men or women suggest. Now, they didn't command you, demand you. They suggested this as a solution. Now, you don't have to take it now. Did you see what I'm saying? They left it to your free will to take it, whether you want to make that choice, whether you want to do it or not. But yet you blame them. Well, you told me, no, I did not tell you. I suggested. I made a suggestion and told you if you want to. Does that sound like I told you? No, I said I just made a suggestion. If you want to, you can do this, that, or the other. That's because of what? Your ears were stopped up and you couldn't hear. Didn't want to hear. You was too busy focusing on yourself. You're too busy trying to do your own thing till you can't hear. You ever thought of that? You can't hear sometimes? You know why you can't hear? Because self blocks up your ears. You ain't hear that, did you? Self block your ear up so you can't hear. And when you come back and ask them, did you hear what I say? What did you say again? Now, you know you didn't talk slow. You talked angry. You didn't slur your words. You didn't stutter. They heard you the first time. If they be truthful, they heard you the first time. And you know what I like to say? I like to ask the person, is that all right? Give me permission. Is that all right for me to say this? Is that all right for me to do thus and so? Giving permission, asking permission to tell you what thus says the law. May I? They would tease me, say, if I'm in a service and I throw up my finger and ask, say, may I give this word? Well, it's up to the whoever there to say yes or no. They could say no, they could say yes. It's up to them. It's their choice. So that you can't say, I broke up the service and she just jumped on in and opened her mouth. No, you can't say that about me, because I'm going to do the thing the way I know it should be done. You don't have to accept the prophecy if you don't want to. You can say no. You can say, I don't believe in that. God, I've been around a lot of churches that say, I don't believe in that. They didn't believe in healing, and they didn't believe in prophecy. So now I don't know what else they believe in. See? Don't know. But they told me point blank, they don't believe in the healing, and they don't believe in no prophecy. Don't come here with that. So what do? Don't give them no prophecy. Because they did what? They refused it. See? They had no understanding. Okay? But I'm going to say this here about you. You on this other end, on this other line, you got some understanding. Because as long as you've been listening to this broadcast, you should have plenty understanding. Because I try my best to give you what is right and give it to you the right way as I can. Now, I ask you, it's your fault now if you don't do it. I say, call me. Call this line. If you want to complain, complain. That's your right. You see? It's constructive criticism. Well, you kind of hard. Maybe you say I'm kind of rough or hard. I don't know. You might say that. But I try to tell you this. I'm in evangelistic mode. And if I'm in evangelistic mode, now it could be a little rough. But if I'm in a pastor's mode, it ain't that rough. You see, not rough at all. You say, what? I say, yeah, so you heard that. Now, if y'all didn't hear that, y'all call me and tell me you ain't heard me say that somewhere down the line. Now, you've been listening for how many years? There's a lot to be been said, right? Well, I can't remember all of that. Yes, you do. If you remember to criticize, you remember it. Hello. See, so I'm committed my works to the Lord. You know why? Because even if you go over to the 16th chapter, I just saw this verse say, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Did you see what he said? So we got to learn how to do that. Do what the words say. Follow instructions. Now, we ain't going to lack all the instruction. Now, and there's nothing tell us we going to lack everything. Some of it we going to be a little upset about it, and we going to get a little mad and about it, and maybe you're going to say, I ain't talking to them no more. You know how you do, that little snappy talk you got. Ah, yes. Come on, say amen or ouch, whichever one it is. But when they give you that criticism, talk to you in a way that you can understand what they're talking about. Darling, can I talk to you a moment? And everything don't have to be right out when they talk to you. You can talk to you face to face, one on one. You don't even like that, because then they talk to you one on one, then you're going to go out and blast it all over. Now, when it get round, you can't say they did it. You did it yourself. They were talking to you one on one, just you and them, about whatever. And next thing you know, it's all over town because you took it all over town. You know what they said to me? That they did something. See? All they try to do is try to help you through whatever you were going through. And then listen, why you ask them to help you, and then when they help you, you criticize, get mad, and run all over town and talk about it. Well, you the one went to them and asked them. So, I'm telling you, don't ask me nothing if you don't want to know. Because I'm definitely going to tell you what part I think. If I know, I just say I don't know. So, don't ask me. See? I tried to be, they say I done, in my older age, all of them say that I done got soft. I ain't like I used to be, so I must have changed some, huh? I ain't as rough as I used to be, they say. Okay? So I don't know what to say. That's a blessing. That's a blessing, don't you think? They recognize, at least they recognize. Isn't that right? See? At least they recognize. But, you know, another thing in this here, you got to consider your own character. What kind of person are you? Consider that. And then the person that you're criticizing, shouldn't you even be considerate there in some kind of way? Now you know them, and you go say, oh, my God, Lord, how are they going to react to this? Wouldn't you say that? Well, you should anyway. Lord, if I tell them this, they're going to act bad. Lord, if I say that, Lord. And then suppose he give you another way to say it. Kind of soften the blow. Shows both of you have character. Hey, see what I'm saying? Y'all don't believe that, do you? You got to learn how to do things and do them right. And if you don't ask God, how do I do it, you'll never know how to do it. Say, God, whatever the problem is, I can handle it. If you help me, though, I need your help. Certain other people say you ain't got no faith. Now, you know, that's a broad subject. Folks are always hollering about you ain't got no faith. How they know? Do they know what faith is? And half of the people that say you ain't got no faith is not even in God. Now, how would they know you ain't got no faith? Because you don't do what they expect you to do? What do they expect you to do? You know, once upon a time I had to tell people, people say, the Bible say, lay hands suddenly on no man. And everybody say, I got healing power. So everybody want to go out there and slap their hands on somebody. So I say, listen, don't do that. Before you do it, pray. Ask God, should you? He going to tell you whether to put your hand on them or not. Just pray for them. Because you don't want to transfer one demon to the other. You got a demon and you want to transfer it to somebody else. You don't want to do that, do you? It's a good thing for him to say lay hands on, but he had a reason for that. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not criticizing you for praying for the person, but let's do the right thing the right way. Think before you get up and just go, well, I know God going to heal. I know there's power in my hand. That could be demonic power, too. You ain't thought about that, did you? See? So don't get so up in the air till you want to, and then you're going to blame, well, if it wasn't for them, you could have been healed. Yeah. I was going to lay hands on you, but they told me don't lay hands on you. See? Saying, and then they said, so, out of order. I'll be nice. Out of order. They said out of order. Because what? They want to put some shade on your parade, don't they? Huh? That's what they want to do. And they do that. They don't know how to handle criticism. You say, okay, listen, I used to travel with some people that they stayed on my case. Stayed on my case about my own hair, just my head. They stayed on my case. Do you think I some of it kind of made me a little hot, you know. But I got over it. I got over it. It was for my own good. Because when God said that I was going with these people to learn, and to learn meaning that tell you the bad part too, the part you're not going to like, You thought you was fine. You thought you was all right. You thought you was yay, yay, holy. You thought you knew the Bible. You ain't know nothing. Finish with them people. I say, well, my God, I really ain't know what I thought I know. But I learned from those things that they told me was a little hard at the time. And from then on, every church I go in, if somebody got something critical to say, I learn from it. And I ask God, is that right? I don't just say, well, you know, I get upset. You're going to get upset. You get upset about something I say. A lot of people do. But that's their prerogative. God didn't say everybody going to agree with you. Don't care whether it's right or wrong. Everybody ain't going to agree with you. So stop going around thinking they are. And then get mad because they don't agree with you. Say, okay. All right. You don't have to agree. We can agree to disagree. But that don't mean you stop loving the person just because you don't agree. You feel sorry for them if, you know, every preacher feels sorry for the person that don't want to listen. But they don't hate them. Why are you going to go around spreading that word on there? They don't like it and they always trying to use you and use you. You just stingy and don't want to give. Ain't nobody trying to use you. They trying to get you blessed. Sorry about that. I kind of got a little off there. All right. Oh,
come
praise
on,
God.
Apostle.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bring the word, Apostle.
Criticizing,
on.
See? And, you know, went around telling everybody he trying to take money from the people and all that. How I'm taking money from you and you don't give none?
Jesus, have mercy, Lord.
You see? I mean, I'm just talking. This time talk about, you know, I'm just talking, you know. Hallelujah, praise God. And I, for the life of me, I kept trying to figure out how you come to that. All you say, pay your tithes. The Bible say pay your tithes, and Malachi don't tell you pay your tithes. And if you don't pay them, you're robbing God. That's what the Bible say. I didn't say that. I'm just repeating what the word here said. All I got to do is read it to you. But you go tell everybody that, every time they look, they just had to take the money. Is 10% taking your money? The Lord left you 90%. Why you want to run over all over town criticizing? They all want money. Everybody ain't trying to take your money. Now, those that taking your money, you give it to them. You see? And you give it to them with a smile. And don't open your mouth. I can't, for the life of me, I understand that. You mean tell me you can't see the right from the wrong? You can't see the one that's using you from the one that's not? You can't see that? Then you blind. See? You blind. You refuse to see. And don't try to blame nobody else. I tell you, I'm going to get off of here. I'm going to get off of here because I thought of something funny. I told a member one time, I say, God bless you if you pay your tithes. Oh, no, I can't pay my tithes. I said, you can't afford not to pay your tithes, okay? I said, well, why don't you try it and see? So they tried it. And you know what this person come up and told me? Pastor, since I've been paying my tithe, my light's off. I said, well, why you didn't pay your light bill? Talk about God cut your lights off. God ain't cut your lights off since you've been paying your tithe. You the one just wasn't paying your light bill. That's all. and you wanted to stop paying tithes. You didn't want to get a church tithe, but you want to use the church. You see what I'm talking about? You criticizing and telling folks that, man, I pay my tithes. Say, why you want to go around telling that stuff now? I didn't do it. I didn't cut your lights off. I don't live at your house. But I gave my tithe. And somebody else said it too. I won't call no name, won't be no blame. I ain't going to do that. Call nobody name. You ain't going to sue me. Praise God. I ain't got nothing to give you. Praise the Lord. But they say, how come you want to ask people, poor people, for tithes? I say, because we're trying to get them out of being poor. They pay their tithes, then they won't be poor. They make their own self poor. Don't blame the preacher. Don't blame nobody else for that. Because you don't understand that you give, you receive. God gave and he received sons, didn't he? He gave his only begotten son. Okay? And then his son gave his life. And now he got many more sons right now. Because he did it. He gave that you can receive. All right. I better quit before y'all get madder with me. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm just look like on a roll this day. Hey, praise God. Where you at, Bishop?
Amen. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. It's tight, but it's right. And, you know, and this is what Proverbs is all about. This is what it's all about. It's talking about two types of people, wise and foolish, all through the book. Am I right? And that's, you know, hey, we got to face it. And how God is described in Proverbs, you know, how God deals with you. Now, you know, you have to take it at face value. And Apostle is so right. It's a book about wise living. Now, what about you? Think about yourself. See, can you take criticism? He that refuses instruction despises his own soul. See, but he that hears reproof, get his what? Understanding. Take it at face value that people are trying to help you. See, not criticizing you, but trying to help you, to make you. They criticize Jesus. Now, what are you going to say about that? That's what they criticized Jesus. They went around trying to find fault in him and tried to criticize. And when he gave them wisdom, they rejected it. Pharisees, scribes, doctors. Am I right?
Amen.
See? So now if they criticize Jesus, see, they going to do you the same way. But some folk, praise God, man, is doing it for your goodness, to help you, not to try to pull you down and try to hurt you. Mm-hmm. Now, the characteristics in a wise man is giving good advice, enjoy wisdom, consider their steps, they hungry for truth. Think about it now. Value wisdom above riches. Receive life. Respond to corrections. I'm going to say that again. Respond to correction. A wise person. Pursue wisdom. Profit from correction. When you take it at face value, it helps you. Then you, when you know better, you do better. And that's what we say. Mm-hmm. Trust in wisdom. Learn how to control your anger. Admire as counselors, crowned with knowledge. You keep peace and not confusion. You don't go around when you know, criticize the apostles saying, telling everybody, you know, you remember they said to my, I ain't going back over to that church. I ain't, you know, they said this to me, they said that to me. They stay on a straight path. Their wisdom conquer other strength. They avoid wicked paths and have great advice. That's a wise man, a wise person. You may not got them all, but call me. I'll give them to you again. Now, the foolish, like common sense, very first one. How many times have I told you that? Common sense go along with what? Your salvation. Help me somebody. Even with people, you know, trying to tell them about mass, they get upset by that. Tell me what to do. Leave me alone. Huh? I know my rights. Wearing a mask and social distancing is common sense. If you want to live, am I right? Enjoy foolishness. They're gullible. They avoid the wise. Don't want to hear, you know, when they see you coming, they don't want to talk with you because they know what you're going to give them some good godly advice. Feed on foolishness. Receive punishment. Do not respond to punishment. Pursue illicit dreams. Blame failures on God. An example to others. Are proud and arrogant. Despise wise counsel, advice. Make truth useless. Repeat their folly. They trust in themselves instead of trusting God. Unleash their anger. Punish as servants. Punish as serpents. Inherit folly. Cause strifes and quarreling. Quarrels, receive no honor, stir up anger, go the wrong way, lash out when discovered and folly, endangered by their words, walk a troublesome path, will never be chosen as a counselor. Must be guided by hardship and pursue in foolishness. That's what it say about a foolish person. Now, which one are you? James said it like this in James 1 and 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That give to all men liberally, and upbraiding not, it shall be given to him. If you ask, he said, you have not because you ask not. And when you ask to miss. In other words, you doubt and unbelief. See? So this is what the book of Proverbs is all about, is dealing with two types of people. The wise with wisdom and with the foolish. This whole chapter of chapter 15, I was looking here, verse 5. In chapter 15, verse 5. Only a fool despises a parent discipline. Whoever learns from correction is wise. Y'all see that? That's verse 5. Verse 7 say, only the wise can give good advice. Fools cannot do so. Are y'all with me? Verse 29 says, the Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous. Ain't that wise? And then we just read verse 32, if you reject criticism, you only harm yourself. But if you listen to correction, you grow in understanding. People are not trying to hurt you when they trying to tell you what is right, to keep you off the wrong path. Huh? What did the scripture say? Broad is the way that lead to what? Destruction. And if you are on that wrong path and people are trying to tell you, they're not criticizing you, they're trying to help you. But you're so blind that you can't see, you're stuck in your own way. Don't look at me, don't tell me what to do and leave me alone. And see, when God sees that kind of arrogance and that kind of attitude, see, he withdraws his hand. And the devil come in on you like a pit bull, see, and eat you up left, right, and center. Then you're crying, hey. Warning always comes before the destruction. Am I right? See? Well, it's a funny thing. People have respected persons. God know that too. Be careful. Be careful with that. Who God sent into you. See, God always have a way that is mighty sweet to come in, to talk to you, to tell you what is right. All praise the Lord. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Okay. Understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that have it, but the instruction of a fool is folly. See? People are strange, though. People are funny. But we're living in a troubled world. But thank God, Jesus has the answer. I thank God that I'm going to give you that. I got that much sense. It's not about me. It's all about Jesus Christ. I'm going to tell you the same thing Apostle tell you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, I thank God. I can't miss it when I'm lifting him up. Because he said if he be lifted up from the earth, he said he'll draw all men unto him. Am I right? And he's always there for you. He loves you with an everlasting love, saying whosoever will let them come. Amen. And if you come, ye will in no wise cast you out. Amen. There come a time, praise God, that he will, amen, send, amen, some wise counselor. And sometimes it comes with criticisms. It do, praise God. And let's be honest about it. We don't want to hear it. Am I right? Praise the Lord. Amen. But the Lord will, amen. If we take heed now, man, he will bring you out. And I thank God that he searches the heart. He knows who's what. See, the attitude, praise God. This book is about wise living. It's focused on a person's response and attitude towards him. You see what I'm saying? Towards the counsel that is coming to them. God is the source of wisdom. And the number of Proverbs point out aspects of God's character. Knowing God help us on the way to wisdom. Y'all see that? See how good God is? See? That's why he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God and he changed not. And I'm glad about it today. Praise God. Oh, help me somebody. Praise God. Man, and can be like David. Amen. You have sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Praise God. Amen. You're not always remember this. You're never alone. You're always, amen. Jesus is always there. Then he said, I never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Praise God. But apostle is so right. Praise God. See? But the book of Proverbs is how God is described. See? How he deals with the wise and with the foolish. All through the whole book of Proverbs. Now, which one are you? I ask you again. Praise God. See? Are you humble enough to take, amen, criticism, construction criticism when it comes to you? Praise God. Okay? He said he called the old because they what? Wise. Call the young man because he what? Strong. Am I right? See? See, we living in this Joshua generation now. Praise God. They don't want to listen. You got to listen. You got to take heed. We often say, been there and done that. Well, why don't you listen? If we done been there and done that, you trying to get there. Oh, help me somebody. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. God is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or thank according to the power that lies within us. Because greater that is in us than he that is in the world. He's always there. And he loves each and every one of us. Did not he say, what I do for one, I do for all? And that's a blessing to you when somebody is coming to you trying to tell you godly counsel, godly advice. It may sound like a criticism, praise God, but they're trying to help you because they see something in you. And if they do talk to you kind of rough, praise God, at that time, amen, think about it. You think the devil going to come and pat you on the back? Yeah, you know you're going to be all right. You think they were going to do that? The Bible says the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But ain't you glad that Jesus didn't stop there? He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. See, look at the encouragement that the Lord left us with. Look at the promise that he left us with. He left it on record. And he wants each and every one of us to be better than blessed. Praise God. He's doing great things. He's doing great things even as we speak this morning to you. Why you say that, Bishop? He said because his word would not go out and return to him, boy, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Lord, I thank you. I bless you. I glorify your holy name for loving me and for correcting me. See, this is what it's all about, man. You may get upset about it, but when you go somewhere and think about it, praise God, and that temper come down, God going to deal with you. Why? Because he give you a conscience. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You go to all the psychologists you want. You lay on all the sofas you want. Ain't nothing can help you but Jesus Christ. Help me somebody. Why you can't sleep and your own all kind of sleeping pills and this kind of pills. Huh? Come on, somebody. You know I'm talking right. Why? Conscious. 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 There's no way that you say you love the Lord and can't take criticism. God going to deal with you. He going to deal with you. Praise God. He going to let you know, amen, who he is. Friends, when godly counsel, godly advice coming to you. And that's the key. Praise God. When it come to you, that conscience, you rather for 20 men to get on you than that conscience. I'm telling you now. Praise God. That conscience, God put that there. The devil, he ain't talking about the devil. That attitude, that conscience. That's right. When God get on your conscience, and that's one of the dispensation spirit. Praise God. Amen. Every man got that, whether they in the Lord or not. Amen. Why? Because after Adam sinned, that's the next thing came into play. Am I right, Apostle? Was a conscience. Uh-huh. Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you today. Amen. They may say people don't have, but they got one. Amen. They may try to play it off, but they got one. Praise God. The wickedest person, amen, on the face of the earth, they got one. They got a conscience. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I just thank God for that awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Bishop Porter. Handling constructive criticism. I tell you, praise the Lord. We give God all honor, glory, and praise for that word. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. Again, that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with a friend. Text it, email it, message it, tweet it to someone that they may hear this awesome word that continually come forward. And if you missed the broadcast and you would like to listen to it back over again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit, or you can visit our Facebook page at Logan International Ministries and click on the Blog Talk link. And trust me, it is some awesome listening. You can even share it on your Facebook page. Let someone else get that knowledge that you've been getting. We thank those that continue bless this radio broadcast, keeping it on air. For those of you that would like to sow a seed into the radio broadcast, continue keeping it on air, you can do so by, if you have Zelle, you can do logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. The name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes whether you're sending a love offering, you're planting a seed into the radio broadcast, or you want to pay your tithes, your offering, please specify that in notes. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share it with your friend, even your enemy, because no man is your enemy. Every man is your teacher. Be blessed today.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright.
And my